Welcome, everyone, to the first in our series of webinars on the 2014 Farm Bill. Today, we will be presenting an overview of the Agricultural Act of 2014. This series is being brought to you through a consortium of cooperating organizations. Those include the Extension Risk Management Education Centers, the SARA 39 Multi-State Public Policy Issues Education Committee, the Agriculture and Applied Economics Association Extension Section, the Council on Food, Agriculture, and Resource Economics, the Regional Extension Farm Management Committees, and the Ag in Uncertain Times team with technology hosted by Montana State University and the University of Wyoming. I am John Hewlett, and I'll be serving as your host today. I'm a farm and ranch management specialist at the University of Wyoming, and it is indeed an honor to serve today as your moderator. And although I'm doing that, I'm only able to do so through the help and assistance of many others working behind the scenes to make these presentations possible. Our team members' support and the support of their respective institutions help to make these offerings a reality. Today we've got a great lineup of speakers. Dr. Vince Smith from Montana State University, Jonathan Coppice, University of Illinois, and Dr. Nathan Smith from the University of Georgia. I will give a more complete and more formal introduction to each of them as they begin their presentations, but we'll give you just a couple of tips on how to manage or work within the within this webinar room just before we get started. If you have any questions for the presenters, you may enter those in the chat window found at the lower left of your screen. And working with our behind-the-scenes team, I will then put those questions to our presenters as we come up to the end of their presentations, and we'll have a chance, I'm hoping, for a Q&A panel at the very end. So you can use that pod to enter any questions. Also, if you have any technical problems, as we all know, computers are a wonderful tool, certainly can help us overcome distances and solve problems, making webinars like this a possibility. But that same technology can also create a number of challenges. So if you're experiencing difficulties, please don't hesitate to contact our team for assistance in getting those resolved. Also, if you're having trouble reading the screen at any point in today's webinar, you may want to try the full screen button that's located in the upper right-hand corner of your screen. This button switches between the view that you see now and a view where the presentation slide fill the entire screen, making that smaller text somewhat easier to read. Please note that while you're in that full screen mode, you will be unable to see the chat window. If you just press that full screen button again, it should reveal the chat window so you can enter any questions that you might have. So at this point, we have a few questions we'd like to pose to the audience to get a little better feel for who all might be on. The first question asks what your occupation is, whether you're an agricultural producer, an educator, if you might be a banking professional or another sort of agribusiness professional, if you're involved with a commodity organization, perhaps a non-for-profit organization, government agency, or other, if none of those apply. If you wouldn't mind giving us a quick view of who all's on. I have quite a number of folks joining us today, so I appreciate your filling that out. Next question is where it is that you're located in terms of geography. Are you, yes, we've got choices here from the Northeast, Southeast, Midwest, Southwest, Western U.S., Pacific Islands, you have to be out in the islands, or if you're international, so you get a little feel for who all's involved in the webinar room this morning. Okay, thank you for those answers. Our next question is about your interest. So how are you currently involved in agriculture? Do you currently produce and market a food product? Are you involved in the processing in the process of developing a food product and taking that to market? Or would you like to develop a food product to take to a market, or perhaps an educator gathering more information? Or if none of those apply, I guess we have E is none of the above as a choice open to you. We have a number of responses. Thank you for those. And one final question, kind of a quick feel here for how many folks might be participating from your location. Nice that we can open these webinar rooms to as many folks as are interested in logging in, but we have no way of tracking how many people might be on. So it's a quick question to see how many individuals may be participating from your location, if it's 1, 2 to 5, 6 to 10, and on up, or if there are perhaps there are more than 20 in a meeting room situation. We have, looks like, a few of those as well. So just, again, to get a feel for how many folks may be participating here this morning. All right, so thank you for that.